The Sunan of Dreams. According to the Hadith of Abi Huraira, a dream is one of three types. 1. Good dream, which is a glad tiding from Allah. There are specific manners of sunnah on how to deal with good dreams, and these manners will be mentioned later. 2. Bad dream, and it is from Satan. There are specific manners of sunnah on how to deal with bad dreams. If these manners are followed, bad dreams will never cause any harm. 3. A person may dream about what he was thinking about before sleeping, and it is nothing to worry about. The Ahadith that illustrate the Sunan of Dreams. Abu Salama narrated, "I used to have dreams that would make me sick. I then heard Abu Qatada saying, I used to have dreams that would make me sick, until I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, a good dream is from Allah, so if any one of you has a dream which he likes, he should not tell it to anybody except to someone whom he loves, and if he has a dream which he dislikes, then he should blow three times towards his left side, seek refuge with Allah from the evil of Satan and from the evil of this dream, and he should not tell it to anybody, and thus it will not harm him." Abu Salama also said, "I used to have dreams the burden of which is heavier on me than the mountain of Uhud. Since I heard this hadith, however, I would just not care about them." Al-Bukhari number 5747, Muslim number 2261. In another narration, "A good dream is from Allah, and a bad dream is from Satan, so if any one of you sees a dream that he fears, he should blow on his left side and seek refuge with Allah from the evil of this dream, and thus it will not harm him." Al-Bukhari number 3292, Muslim number 2261. Jabir narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "And let him ask Allah's refuge against Satan, and let him turn around and sleep on his other side." Muslim number 2262. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri narrated that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "If any one of you saw a dream which he liked, then it is from Allah, and thus he should praise Allah for it." Al-Bukhari number 7045. In conclusion from the previous ahadith, the sunnah for one who sees a good dream is to do the following. 1. Praise Allah, because it is from Him. 2. Only tell it to those whom He loves. On the other hand, it is sunnah for one who sees a bad dream to do the following. 1. Blow on his left side three times. 2. Seek refuge in Allah, the Almighty, from Satan and from the evil of what he saw by saying, "I seek refuge in Allah from Satan and from the evil of this dream," three times. 3. Avoid telling it to anyone in order to avoid its harm as the Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded. 4. Turn around and sleep on the other side. If one is sleeping on his back, then he should turn to sleep on his side, and so on. 5. Rise up from sleep and pray two rakahs. We can conclude the following from the previous ahadith. A Muslim's dream is a part of the prophecy, and thus if a Muslim is truthful while he is awake, his dreams will be closer to truth and reality. This is the effect and blessing of truthfulness on the life of a Muslim, even while sleeping.